McAdams was suspended by the university in 2014 after he criticized a teaching assistant in a blog post for not allowing a student who opposed same-sex marriage to speak in class. The post spawned online harassment of the assistant. His attorney, Rick Essenberg, is with the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty. He says the ruling sets a bad precedent.
Although on paper, the university has promised you freedom of speech and academic freedom, that promise is only good as long as the university or a majority of your colleagues like what you have to say.
Marquette President Michael Lovell said in a statement he is pleased the court agreed a personal attack on a student is unacceptable. Ross Terrell, Wisconsin Public Radio.